check. Checking, check out, check, 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 check,
check, check, triple double check. Suck my fucking
check out
dick.
Pictures of my penis.
Check out my penis.
Just kidding, please don't look.
Don't look, it's so small.
And don't look.
And my dick is just so small.
This is going to be a gossip.
Oh,
gossip
yeah?
Pod.
What do we got? Who's been doing stuff?
Turns out Ian is faking homosexuality.
Straight the whole
yeah,
time.
He's been faking being gay.
He's going to have to answer to this.
Listen, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
It's been really... I got in at the cellar by sucking dick.
Oh, wow. Mm. That is huge, dude. That's a huge fucking announcement.
That's, you know, it's funny.
Shake the world.
It's like, you know, it's... You know who owns the Comedy Cellar?
Who?
Well, you know who owns the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, right, right, right.
Originally, it was the Comedy Cell, S-E-L-L-E-R.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They would sell...
Yeah.
Thing. Just that's comedy where, or selling stuff? Or
that's where the name came from, is the Comedy Cellar.
Right. They would sell stuff.
Yeah. They're about selling comedy. Yeah. Because they love money. Sorry, just kidding.
Oh, fuck. It's a beautiful December, crisp December day here.
It is.
Adam is, he is at the Monaco International Gay Sex Festival.
He had to go to the Monaco International Gay Sex Festival.
He's getting his ass fucked by the crown prince of, yeah. I don't know, what's still around? What are some kingdoms?
Dubai.
Dubai.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Hungarian Empire still exists, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Hungary has a king.
Well, that's the thing. Some people claim to be royalty, but the shit's over. But yeah, they still get to be royalty, even though they don't have to do shit.
That's true.
Like, we know about England and shit, but even, like, little-ass countries have some shit like that, I feel like.
Yeah, some people are Rockefellers or Rothschilds and shit.
Right.
Yeah. That's just wild.
I would like to get some Rothschild pussy.
Mm.
You know, who the fuck? Somebody married a Rothschild, or the fucking rapper, Jay Electronica.
Yeah,
everyone was always like, "Where's the Jay Electronica album?" And it was very highly sought after and waited on. And everyone's like, "Why isn't he releasing it?" And the answer is, he knocked up a Rothschild.
Oh, so you never. Have
so
to,
he's like, you never know, shit ever man. Again.
Yeah,
it's awesome. So if you're some rich bitch that wants some fucking little. Some little fucking working class blue collar uncircumcised cock up in you, giving you some fucking half Greek gremlins in your pussy.
Just living the breakers.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool, dude.
That'd be
Gilded Age mansion.
That'd be so fucking sick.
Yeah.
But alas, I have to start my kingdom.
You have to start your own, become your own royalty.
I have to become my own royalty.
Loyalty.
No, not boyalty.
Yeah.
That's gay.
Fellas, a whole planet full of fellas.
Oh, you're thinking we take over and terraform a planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fella-form planet.
Fella-form planet. All right, that would be kind of sick, actually.
Yeah.
And there's no whores allowed?
Well, it's not that they're not allowed. It's just they're, you know, it's like...
Because we're going to have to get pussy at some
point. You got to figure out how to get there. I'm not
telling you.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to make your own spaceship...
The problem is I don't actually know how to make a spaceship. And from when I watched...
yeah, we could figure it out.
But when you watched...
You made breakfast today?
I did. We had bacon.
Yeah. We figured out how to use a laundry machine.
Did you?
I'd like to see a woman do any of that stuff.
Yeah. I made breakfast, used every dish
here.
The kitchen is a complete mess.
Might clean it up at some point.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not. Adam found that screwdriver in the garage.
That's true. He put the TV together.
I figured out where the basement is.
Oh, there's a basement?
Yeah.
Is there cool shit in there?
No, it's kind of creepy.
Ooh.
But that's where I should have been sleeping down
there. Yeah, he should have been gothily sleeping in the basement.
Trying to get tall from radon. Trying to have be a mutant, turn into a Ninja Turtle.
Should we put an air mattress down there and tell Ian those are his chambers when he comes?
You think all those, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and X-Men and all those, like, genetic modification children's shows is responsible for the identity crisis that people
Very
are suffering?
Very interesting.
That's why people want to be dragons or...
Yep, they want to be mutants.
Yeah.
I remember I wanted to fucking have some powers.
It's funny because the real answer is everybody wants to be something other than themselves.
Yeah. And the more options you feel like you have, the more wild it'll become.
Yeah.
the more complex and shit our world gets.
Yeah, it is nice because it probably is putting a dent on the suicide numbers.
Yeah.
You know, if you could just convince yourself you're a fucking Tony the Tiger or whatever.
Furries?
20 years ago, you would have killed yourself.
You would have absolutely fucking
like, well, I fucking hate me.
Right.
And the option, even then, you could just, like, well, I could wear a dress.
That's your only option.
That's not my vibe. Yeah, I kind of
want a dress guy. And then even then, it's like you'd really get the fucking shit kicked out of you.
I kind of want to just be like a daddy tiger with a blue nose.
Yeah. and the blue tip of my dick,
blue
too.
Blue penis, too.
It must feel so powerful to step into the furry suit if you're a furry.
You know, I was looking at some because they make their own suits. That's part
of
it.
That's awesome.
Can you imagine if you were trans and you had to do your own dick surgery?
That'd be awesome. I would feel awesome.
You had to make your own
pussy. But if you did it and it was awesome, how good you'd feel about yourself?
It's interesting because then the worst trans people would be in Brooklyn.
Yeah, because they don't have any skills.
Yeah, they're fucking terrible at everything.
Yeah.
It would be a bunch. It would be like a bunch of like Zoom recording equipment taped to their. It'd be like two H5s taped to make together to make a pussy.
Yep.
And then reclaimed wood pubes.
A robo pussy sounds pretty cool though.
Yeah, a big Edison light bulb clit. And then they wear a slack beanie and ride a fixie around.
Fuck, dude. You're not taking any fucking prisoners right now.
I'm coming for them.
You're coming hot for hipsters circa 2006.
Yeah. Up till 2015, they just like evaporated overnight.
They did.
They all became labor journalists.
Yeah.
All the craft beer guys became... Some of them even, they're just write about beer and like their mustache.
Yep.
Until 2016, and then overnight it was like, support the craft beer workers at the dog shithead brewery are unionizing. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, collective action. Fuck yeah. I didn't care about anything except what was happening in the mirror until 4 years ago.
And then I realized I could get pussy from 23-year-olds if I pretended to care about labor issues.
I somehow started caring about things and became an even more self-centered piece of shit somehow. I don't know how that works. By what magic that occurred.
Yeah, dude. Where are the fucking Mumford & Sons-ass motherfuckers at now, dude?
Yeah, it's funny because
they all
like,
can't be those guys. I know, a nice amount.
We got like money now. It's like, you get money, you get out of touch, you stop caring about things. And it's like, I feel that's true about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think minimum wage, you know, that we should raise that. That's important. Healthcare is important. And then now I don't really give a fuck.
Now you're agnostic on the issue.
I don't care. Yeah.
Right.
Because it would be disingenuous if I did.
Right. Care about more PS5s.
Not
easier access to PS5s.
I don't care about anything.
What's the burning passion in your life right now?
Going out of town, going to a Perkins sometimes. You know.
Yep.
I think about getting a dog a lot, but
what kind of dog?
I'd have to leave the city before I even considered it.
Yeah.
A border collie.
That'd be sick, dude.
It'd be nice. Have a bunch of land like this.
Just let the motherfucker run. Have the other dogs in the neighborhood come by and fuck your dog because
you
would have a gay dog.
Me and the dog are both named Ernie.
Oh, you changed your name.
Yeah. My name's Ernie.
And by the way, the other dogs would fuck your dog.
You know what? You're trying to throw salt on this dream of mine. It's such a simple, modest dream to have a border collie named Ernie.
And look, I'm just saying Ernie would be the gay... He'd be like the gay German Shepherd from Dirty Work. Do you remember?
Yeah. You know, truth be told, I haven't watched Dirty Work since I was like 12.
I watched it 3 times after Norm's tragic passing. And
he had leukemia. What is that?
Huh?
What is leukemia?
Your fucking blood is all
it's weird
because
that one's always weird to me because it's got a different name than other diseases.
Yeah.
Everything else is like HPV,
well,
HIV.
It's cancer.
Cancer's got its own kind of cool name.
Leukemia is cancer.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, there's like breast cancer, prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's leukemia, which has got its own.
Is there cock cancer?
It's got its own. Yeah, you can get cancer anything. Any cell can get fucked up. That's what, what's his name? In Donnie Brasco.
Al Pacino?
I got cancer, the prick.
Oh, he does?
I'm the only guy that's ever had it. Yeah, what's his name? Lucky? Lenny?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Larry? Lucky Larry?
Lucky Lariano.
Lucky Lariano. Licky Luciano.
Licky Luciano. Whoa! I'm trying to suck your fucking cock.
I'm not sucking it. I'm just licking it.
I'm licking it.
If it doesn't go in your mouth, it's not fucking gay.
I'm not a fucking gugutz. I don't suck no fucking cock. Lick it.
It's the secret Italian code.
It's the Italian code of not being gay, technically.
We lick it. The la cosa... La caca sucra.
La caca sucra. I ain't no fucking finuke.
Yeah.
I just licked the cock.
What are you cocksuckers up to? If you want to write into the show right now.
Yeah, call in. Remember call we used in, to right. say to call in?
Yeah.
Call in.
Call in.
Let us know what you're thinking.
We got a guy here online, too, right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's see if I can...
Hello, my name is... Damn, wasn't it sound right? Hello.
Hello.
There it is.
No, that's not...
Hello.
There you go.
There we go. That's...
Perfect.
That's telephone voice.
Do you have... Is that one
that's
going?
That's telephone...
Because we can have that be the telephone.
We could. Yeah, my name is Frank Homo.
Okay, Frank, what's up?
And I'm gay.
Yeah, really?
I'm learning.
Do you have a question?
No.
You just wanted to talk to Nick?
Well, my question was. Where the pussy at?
I thought you were gay, Frank.
I am, but sometimes.
Frank, I could have sworn you just said you were gay.
I got COVID, and I heard that you can cure it by getting some pussy.
By getting pussy?
I got that, yeah, I got COVID.
That's awesome.
I got an Equinox in the bathroom.
Are you a man in good shape?
I'll tell you what the problem is.
Please, Ernie, please.
Me and my friends have been doing this podcast for a couple of years.
You have a podcast?
I have a podcast.
Uh-huh.
It's called, I don't know who gives a shit. It's called I'm Gay and I Have COVID.
That's an awesome podcast title. And you, yeah.
I want to kill myself.
Okay.
But well, I feel what?
Go ahead. You feel like what?
It would be, at this point, it would be, kind of. It'd be pretty pathetic.
It would be pathetic to kill yourself. What are you, 32, Ernie?
I'm 30. I'm about to be 33.
33.
I'm about to be 33. I don't think I said my name was Ernie.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. That's another guy I know.
That's a different guy. That's a different guy. The only emotion I ever really have is I'm pretty burned out on everything and...
Uh-huh.
But maybe once every month,
mm-hmm.
there's a maybe 3.5 second window.
Okay.
Where I'm like, oh, I'm going to rewatch the Blair Witch Project.
Okay.
And then that goes
it for
and
you?
Then, but then it's...
You never end up watching it?
Never watch it. But it goes right up then into the hole. And...
Do you have, are there small pleasures in your life, Ernie?
Like what? Like fucking... Like a dark chocolate Toblerone?
Dark chocolate Toblerone.
Hey, you know what? Fucking the sun is shining. That's it.
Maybe Sam the Metroid Prime on Switch.
Nah, that didn't really do it for me. I was just.
What about Mario Sunshine?
Some to kill time with.
Okay.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go.
Okay, Aaron.
And I'll look at the news.
How about? I think there's actually another.
There's someone online.
Somewhere else on the line.
Let's see here. You do that move. I think that'll do it.
Hello?
Try it now.
Hi. Hi. Hello? Am I on with the fellas?
I think so.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I don't really think I sound like I'm on the phone, really.
Try it.
Maybe. Oh, we're getting closer.
You sound like you're on the phone now?
I don't think so.
How about that?
Yeah, no, I'm just kind of, now you sound, now I can hear you breathing pretty hard, but I don't really feel like I'm on the phone.
I don't know. I don't really know how to, who cares?
Okay, well.
Fuck this gay phone.
I have a friend
uh-huh.
who can't really express himself unless he's doing characters.
And it's barely a character.
Unless he's modulating his voice with his...
Maybe the problem is he has nothing to express.
Right. And I don't really know what to tell him.
Maybe at some point, yeah. You should stop. It's not a matter of expression. It's just accepting
That's how it's going to be.
I think he should just accept life is gay, but
yeah.
Even in the gayest life, we got a pretty easy one.
That's, and it makes it worse, doesn't it?
I guess I can stop talking like this because it barely sounds like I'm on the phone.
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
Fuck. Oh, fuck
my
ass.
That's good stuff.
That is really good stuff, man. Oh, there we go. That is really fucking good stuff. Yeah. And like we said, Adam is at the International Gay Sex Festival in Monaco. So we need
Monaco. You think that place is named after Monica?
Monica
from
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And I think she's got a nice pussy, by the way.
Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox. No, so is she married
David
Arquette?
That's a weird name for a woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
You think it would be Courtney Vaginas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's David Schwimmer's name? David Pussies?
Yeah. David Schwimmer.
Yeah, no, it's David Schwimmer.
I'm going swimming.
I'm going swimming.
That's when you put a shirt on in the pool.
Yeah.
I'm going swimming.
I'm going swimming.
Oh, but my titties, everyone can see them. Everyone can see my breasts.
Everyone can see my fucking tits. Rachel.
Rachel.
Rachel, don't look at my tits.
Yeah.
Could I have any more hard of a dick?
Joey.
Come show me your penis.
I was in the pool. I was wearing a shirt, and everyone can still see my nipples. Dude, I love this. This story about Charlottesville defendant representing himself in court quoted Mein Kampf.
Yeah, that's so fucking sick.
And later used the N-word during his opening statement.
That just set the tone.
And I don't know what an opening statement is. So the first thing that pops into my mind is like the just Star Wars.
A scroll. About 2 years ago.
Yeah.
In a city.
An international parasite that controlled the banks and...
Yeah, I respect that guy being like, yeah, I'm racist.
Yeah. Have we said
cares?
Luke Guy Sucker before?
I don't think so, but that has something to it. That's his asshole opening up.
Guy Sucker.
Guy
Sucker. Guy Sucker.
Come to the straight side?
You have an ancient power, Anakin.
What's that?
You were born a slave, but the truth is, you're supposed to be a sex slave.
You're supposed to suck cock magically good. Here, try this giant cock that I have.
It's been the same joke for 5 years. And the problem is the show will end, but that'll keep being funny to me. And in my personal life, I won't stop doing this. I'd like to think that I'm tired of it, but really, the problem is you record it and you realize you're getting... more and more emotionally immature as you get.
That's right. And there was a point where I was in probably I was 24, and I was like, okay, it's time to grow up and stop laughing and making this joke at the same time.
You gotta get better at comedy, but
And then the world started making me rich for doing it.
And then, yes, you make too much money and...
And you just stay in a state of arrested development.
No, I rapidly cycle between wanting to kill myself and wanting to know what Sebulba's cock looks like. Wanting to suck Sebulba off.
Whoa, look who came just in time to do his job.
What?
What do you think? Are you back for the International Gay Sex Festival in Monaco?
Yeah, I will say that.
And we still haven't fixed the cable, unfortunately. Folks. Next week. No, it's fine.
We haven't fixed the cable, but today's episode, we promised the fans, we said we were going to do it for a while, but today is the day we read Sebulba's Wikipedia page in its entirety. You've been waiting for it.
Fuck. Some motherfucking Bulba.
A crafty, vicious Doug, Sebulba became one of the Outer Rim's most successful pod racers.
Oh, that's who Sebulba is.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good name.
You remember Sebulba?
I do now, yeah.
I'm going to win. Let me see your pussy. Let me fuck your ass and pussy.
Fuck you, Sebulba.
So we're
I'm Anakin Guy Sucker. Well, all right.
What's wrong?
He's going to switch the cable.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Sebulba.
You fucking homo. I've sucked my mom's pussy.
Fuck you, Sebulba. I'm a sex slave and you're a space. You're some weird bug space and I'm a sex slave.
So who was Anakin's dad? Just a random guy?
Darth Vader, dude.
No. He is Anakin. Come on. Guys, I don't gaslight me. Mm-hmm. Who was the guy that came in his mom mm-hmm. to make him? Do they ever get into that? Let's
Anakin,
hear about that
Skywalker,
guy.
Skywalker, father. Like maybe Han Solo. They really, they have like five characters that all just are each other's fucking brothers.
I know, it's fucking stupid. Anakin's I can't child. Believe they made that Daisy Ridley bitch the Emperor's daughter or whatever the fuck, granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Although I would fuck Daisy Ridley. I got a riddle
for
her.
My name is Lazy Diddler.
Yeah. I have a riddle for her.
Yeah.
What's sort of hard and 5.5 inches and about to go in your mouth?
What's hard and soft and small all over?
Yeah, riddle me that, Daisy. Yeah. Yeah.
The Sphinx. And then it's just like, the Sphinx is like, what's hard and soft and small all over? And a little like Egyptian guy being like, your dick. And he's like, no,
it's your dick.
And the door's opening. He's like, stop that. Just pawing at it. It's not my dick. Your weird little cat dick.
It's, I have a different kind.
I have
of
a
dick.
Human dick.
I have a human dick.
You can't,
maybe
it's
even
in the sand. You can't see it because it's in the sand.
So how's the show been so far?
Really good. We got Luke Scott, Guy Sucker.
Luke Guy Sucker. We took a couple phone calls.
We took a couple phone calls.
Who called?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ernie, you know what? I don't think
gay guy.
Yeah, Anakin Skywalker is supposed to be Jesus.
No.
So he's believed to have been conceived by the midichlorians, which are just it's like a parasite.
I see.
Oh,
I see.
They never say.
Anakin Skywalker is born to the slave Shmi Skywalker.
Shmi?
Yeah.
The from Captain,
Captain
Hook.
Hook. Yeah, the gay guy who can't keep his shirt down.
Oh, Captain! My asshole is puckering for that alligator.
Remember when he shaved the bird's ass instead of Captain Hook?
Oh, in the cartoon. In the cartoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first thing that popped into my mind was the Bob Hoskins.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. You know, anytime I think of
he
that,
plays baseball.
As a kid, and even now.
I was still, I didn't believe it when my mom was like, that's the guy from Roger Rabbit. I was like, no, he isn't, you fucking idiot. It's Shmi.
How dare you talk to her that way?
Because I was a little kid and I thought I knew everything.
Yeah.
I as a child and even now, I wanted the Jolly Roger, Captain Hook's ship.
It's a good ship.
I would love to live on that ship.
You know what? You would be a good Captain Hook.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Thanks.
Can't you see him being Captain Hook?
Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Being a little fucking weird gay villain?
Yeah.
Nah, but I just
isn't it time to sell people
fake
drugs?
Yeah.
Which one? Speciosa?
I don't know.
We'll do it for
you. While you guys are looking up, I think I have a show in Boston this weekend, or maybe that was last week.
Boys Town.
And I have a Pantheon with a hot lineup on the 15th at Union.
And you get your dick hard with Blue Chew when you head there.
Yes. Okay, we'll finish the plugs after. Mm-hmm. But I'm coming to the West Coast. San Diego, Sacramento, Vegas, Toronto.
Sounds like I'm also going to San Diego.
Damn.
For a funeral.
That sucks, dude. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Do you want to come? Do you want to come?
That's
with?
Also copying Nick because I believe he also went to a funeral in San Diego a couple years
that
ago.
That is true. That's weird.
Yeah, for
shit, death comes in threes.
Yeah.
Do I know anyone in San Diego?
Do you have an uncle there?
No, but I have a friend.
Uncles love dying in San Diego.
Yeah,
they love wearing the sunglasses on the back of their heads and then dying.
What
in
is
San
it
Diego.
About uncles? All right. So Blue Chew, this episode is sponsored by them.
Mm-hmm.
Say it with us. Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable
form. In chewable form.
And at a fraction of the cost.
At a very, very little fraction of the cost.
Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED.
Yes, sir.
It's an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy.
Mm-mm.
And it ships right to your door in a discreet package.
Mm-hmm.
The process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com.
The process is, that's a great. By
you
the
like
way,
that?
I'm going to give
I'm
that
getting
to you.
Better.
You're getting
at,
really
yeah,
good at
ads.
These.
Yeah. It only took me a couple months.
But you're crushing
it, BlueChew
bro.
Makes the perfect
the
Christmas present for your dick.
For your dick to yeah. keep it hard.
Mm-hmm.
You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days.
Wow.
The best part? It's all done online.
That's awesome.
BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. You don't like swallowing pills? No
problem. No problem
here.
At all, motherfucker. Yeah.
BlueChew's sildenafil and tadalafil tablets are chewable. The tablets are made in the USA and they prepare to ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
Mm.
So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
Yep.
And here's the special deal for our listeners. You try BlueChew free when you use our promo code COMETOWN at checkout, and you just pay $5 shipping.
That's it, folks.
That's BlueChew.com.
$5 for the gift of a hard dick this holiday season.
That's an unreal deal.
Give it to your dad. Let him pork his your mom or your stepmom.
100%.
Or your stepdad. Maybe he's gay.
And I'll say this from personal experience. It counts as a gift to get yourself Blue Chew and have a better penis for your
girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. I got it for the last birthday and Valentine.
She just shows up. You have a little bow tied around your dick. She's 100%. Like, oh, let me guess, Blue Chew again.
Yes. I give her the pill as a gift, and then I ask her to give it back to me.
Yeah. And you ask her to chew it into your mouth like a baby bird.
Like a baby, and regurgitate it.
And then you're like, well, give me like 25-30 yeah. minutes for this to kick in, and then I'm going to play Xbox, and you do whatever you want, and then I'll fuck you after that.
Yeah, and then I'll fuck you for a brilliant 35 seconds. So basically,
absolutely smashing.
A smashing 35 seconds. So that's BlueChew.com, promo code COMETOWN to receive your first month free, and we thank
BlueChew. And we thank you, BlueChew. And
for
I,
sponsoring this podcast.
And I want to say, go get your Stabby Baby 2022 calendars. Come see me on the road. The Prince of Pleasure Tour, the pleasure continues. It's going on in 2022. Like I said, we got San Diego. We got Vegas. We got, I think, Vancouver. I think Sacramento. Austin, Texas. I'm coming to you, little motherfucker. San Francisco. Mm-hmm. All of Texas. So, yeah, right now, we're back in the cabin. I don't exactly know, but it's coming. So go to stabby.biz/tour. I'm adding a whole bunch of Chicago, I think, is happening in March.
Wow.
A lot of stuff's happening. So keep your fucking eye. Toronto, I'm trying to go everywhere, folks. So the pleasure continues. And buy the calendar and buy Blue Chew and make your dick hard. Stabby.biz.
Yes.
Dot pussy.
Dot pussy. Dot gay.
Should I get dot pussy?
Get dot pussy.
You think that's...
And it redirects your tour dates.
That would be awesome.
You just have these confused guys coming to your shows.
Dude, I would love to have get dot pussy.
Will we miss a goal?
Man, you just fucking went up 3-0 on Tottenham on the hot Spurs.
Yep.
More like the cold Spurs.
More like the fucking losers.
They had a Greek guy who used to play in Olympiakos. Stelios Yannakopoulos. Stelios was what was on the back of his jersey.
Sick. Yeah.
They let Greek guys have their first names like we're Brazilian on the back of our jerseys. It's
you
awesome.
Kind of are the Brazilians of Europe.
Brazilians of Europe, yeah. I would Stavros on the back of a jersey would look sick.
That would
be better
be
than Halkias for sure.
That would be cool. Now I'm just looking at pirate ships.
That's awesome, dude.
Sick, I'm sorry.
Dude. That's okay.
Dude, sometimes
don't apologize.
I
missed the show.
No, dude. Your flight just got in.
Yeah.
My flight just got in, yes.
From
You've
where?
Been in Monaco.
From where?
Yeah.
At the Grand Panis.
The Grand
Panini,
the Penis Alley.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was working the festival. I didn't have actually a pass.
It was business, not pleasure.
Yeah, I was an employee of the Gay Sex Festival. So,
what was it this year? Because I know you started cleaning out the glory holes.
Yeah, so last year was a lot more menial labor.
Right.
This year, I've been
social media.
I'm doing some posts for them, and I'm a greeter, like a Walmart greeter. Where I just
try to get some of the top guys to do your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see them walk in. I curtsy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But you're doing like mostly content, doing like man on the street interviews with the gay guys there.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of, and I think this is actually going to blow up. I like might have to.
Yeah.
Man on the skeet.
Man on the skeet.
Yeah. That's your ticket out, bro.
I think that might be my ticket out.
Man on the
do like
skeet.
All gas, no
Man
brakes,
the
but
skeet.
The gay version.
Yeah.
Skeet
all,
kid.
All cock, no lube.
All ass, no
No pussy.
What's
pussy.
The deal with that?
All ass, no pussy. Adam's Man on the Street interview show.
I'm at the Folsom Street Festival in San Francisco.
Looking for gay guys.
Looking for gay guys.
We should do a thing called Billy on the Skeet, and you can be Billy and you're cum drunk. We put fake cum all over, maybe real cum all over your face.
Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with.
And then you're like, I'm out here talking to New Yorkers. and then you just burp up like cum all over your shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, how do you feel about the Ground Zero Mosque?
For $1.
Should they bring the fucking big cabs back? Who do you think this guy is? Indian or Punjab? Where are you going?
Billy on the Skeet, everyone.
Billy on the Skeet.
And that way you have two very different projects that if one fails, one will take off.
Yeah, yeah. I like to have my...
we're here in New York City trying every...
different...
trying every whole car... Sorry,
I'm going to try and suck the guy's cocks.
I drank too much cum. But I guess that's the premise of the show. So we're talking.
Why is the cum giving you so much bad indigestion?
Yeah.
Maybe you're not meant to drink cum, dude. Maybe you're straight, Billy.
I pulled a little Rod Stewart before we got started today. They got a 3 liter of cum now at Dollar General.
I thought Bloomberg outlawed
the big serving sizes.
Yeah,
I got a big gulp full of cum. You're watching Billy on the Skeet with Adam Friedland.
Yeah. And I'm Billy.
Okay, Mr. Halal Cart guy. Ha. What do you like? Did your family is it Civil War?
Yeah. Dude, that's. I still think about that.
That's all right,
and
man.
And it was the bodega.
That's all right, man.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, what's going on? Are you okay? Did my breakfast sandwich fall?
I was just burping
bad?
Up cum. No, I was doing the character.
Oh, okay. You're just such a good actor.
Yeah.
It
honestly,
really
that's
seemed like
it seemed like you had
drunk.
Cum in your belly.
Well, sometimes
have you seen that movie with Adam Sandler?
Sometimes you feel something feels real to you. You know,
seen cum
you
can't, drunk
when
drunk
I read
drunk
the script for Billy on the Skeet.
Mm-hmm.
I looked over at, I was dating Dennis Quaid at the time, and, you know, I had killed him.
Wow.
So it was by, he'd been decomposing for weeks on the couch.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I said, this is it. This is what's going to bring you back to life. And then we can be in love again.
Yeah.
And I proceeded to get regular drunk and then, and drink a lot of cum also on top of
it. To prepare for the role.
And then I went back over to the couch and I realized that I had hallucinated the script. There was no script.
There's no script. There's
what
no
about
Dennis
your
Quaid.
Relationship?
No Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, that was also...
And it was 2017.
And you had killed a drifter.
And I did. I killed a homeless guy.
And you kept calling him Dennis Quaid.
And I kept calling him Dennis Quaid, but I was picturing, you know, in dreams when you're like, that's Dennis Quaid, but it was actually... my cousin's fiance.
Oh wow!
So, but it was just a homeless guy, but
right?
You know, where it's like three different things.
Of course.
Now your family's not talking to you.
And I didn't. I wasn't embarrassed by the murder or any of the other stuff. But I accidentally called. I raised my hand and called him mom. Mm.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said mom.
Yeah, like when you're at school.
Yeah.
Yeah, you call your teacher mom.
And and then I woke up.
Wow.
Or
dude.
Did I?
Shit. Maybe this is all a dream. Are you a...
Or has it just begun?
Are you a butterfly dreaming of being a closeted podcaster? Mm. Or a podcaster closeted podcaster dreaming of being a butterfly?
Mm.
Who's to say? Chang Soon.
What happened to all the butterfly tramp stamp girls? They're still out there. They're just like...
They're yelling about vaccines at PTA meetings now.
They're chunked up, but they're getting their pussy stuffed still.
Yeah.
They're absolutely getting fucked in
a major
way.
They're cheating. Mm-hmm.
They're cheating or they're single moms and they're just having... They're getting ran through, for sure. Which is nice. It's good to know.
They're considering starting an OnlyFans.
Ugh.
But not sure if they're over the hill or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they got to go a little bit more extreme just to drive the traffic there.
I'm thinking of when I was 16 and a girl that was so hot when like we were 16 got that and just, it's been, you know, had a kid I think like 2 years later.
It'd be great, the video of like a...
It's all been downhill.
And you busted.
When I was 16, I used to jack off to her shit.
I still think it's
to who, PTA meetings?
No, to this girl that was hot.
Tramp stamp.
When I grew up. She got like an illegal tramp stamp before you were allowed. You're supposed to wait until you're 18.
An illegal tramp stamp.
You should have called the police on
her. I should have been
had
like...
Had her sent to the big house.
I should have been like, listen, there's a way we can stop this. Yeah.
Should have called the police on her.
Yeah, yeah. I should have.
Sounds like you
did. Suck me off here in the rec center.
Sounds like you did. I dialed 5.511. I said I got an emergency to report.
Small dick.
5.5. You have to press 5 and 6 together really fast.
Yeah.
At the same exact time, and that's 5.5.
I remember you could play Hot Cross Buns on with the buttons.
I remember that. Yeah.
Also, early, I used to do a lot of that.
Oh,
call
yeah.
Call up my cousin. I'd be like, what's up, you fucking...
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the physical sensation of the button. Okay,
I love you. That's why Nick lords over the board so he could have his buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you mean, lord? You could use the board if you knew how to use it.
I don't want
to. I'm
not
do this
saying
shit?
That because I want to use the board.
And by the way, yes, you do want to do it.
The way you just fucking said it implied I'm hogging the board.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you come over here, touch all the fucking buttons you want, pal. All right,
I'll touch a button.
Except the one you touched that ruined the episode a week ago.
Right.
Okay, I love you. That was awesome.
Good. I like doing it. Okay,
I love you. It's nice to know the guitar riff is there.
Yeah.
It's a reminder of simpler times. Okay, love you. Whoa.
Yeah.
We need more sound effects.
Yeah.
We need to plug in like a fucking 18, like something with 50 buttons.
I like that. Well, I might just get a separate soundboard that plugs into here.
Perfect.
I like the going all analog.
I love that.
You know?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Pro analog.
Yeah, we should get just like the mixing board from the Asia documentary, the Steely Dan.
That would be sick, yeah. Dude.
Okay. Real professional setup. Okay.
I am having a hard-ass dick. Yeah, that would be sick, dude. I want... Maybe we get the Arnold from E-Bomb's World soundboard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who you is know? Your daddy?
I'm a cop,
what?
You idiot.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Oh,
my brain is okay, whatever. It's a learning computer.
Should we watch an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie after this?
We should, dude. Let's watch True Lies. I haven't seen True Lies in forever.
I watched it a couple months ago, but it's a very good movie.
What about Last Action Hero?
It's such... I loved that movie so much when I was a kid.
And so did I. I was like, I hope that happens to me
I
one
hope
day.
I used to fantasize about
yeah,
that.
I know. I'm like, I hope a movie becomes real and I'm in any movie.
Yeah,
I would take any movie.
Yeah.
Becomes
yeah.
real and I fucking am in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Radio Flyer. I don't care.
Yeah, fuck
I'll be abused.
I want to be in the movie.
I would be abused.
Yeah.
Why don't we watch Radio Flyer?
I don't know what happens to that movie. Sounds bad.
It is.
Let's watch one of those two movies.
Watch Nell. Let's all masturbate to Nell together.
What's Nell?
It's about a mentally handicapped woman that...
Is Angelina Jolie in that?
I don't remember. I don't remember Nell. I'm trying to... I was thinking of...
Do you see her tits?
I honestly have not seen Nell since I was like...
Sounds like a hot name. I would fuck somebody named Nell.
When Jodie Foster plays like a mentally retarded woman.
Oh, damn.
She's like a feral child.
Never mind. I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, that's a movie. Cut off from the modern world, Nell is a wild child who's lived her entire life in a modern.
I think they showed me this in school.
When her mother dies, she is found kindly by Dr. Jerome Lovell, who is fascinated by Nell and the language she has developed. Lovell and the equally curious Dr. Paula Olson eventually camp out near Nell's cabin, slowly introducing her to the larger world she's never...
Oh, Liam Neeson is in this as well. Look at that.
I want to show you my penis.
I just showed Anakin Guy Sucker.
Yeah.
And I want to show it to you too, Nell.
I want to have sex with you. I've never had sex with a retard before.
Nell can't even speak.
Mm-hmm. But,
You're making me hard.
It reminds me of the way my mother would speak Irish. That's my language. That's the ancient language of the Emerald Isle. Get the big. She just said, I feel so beautiful as I have sex with a retarded woman.
Damn, dude.
Damn.
I just thought about Angela's ashes and how sad that was.
She's a challenge to be studied.
She's been completely isolated. A blood test will pick up childhood disease.
You said she can talk.
Yeah, but it's some kind of language of her own.
Some kind of fucked up language.
Yeah, it's some kind of retard language.
She talks to me. She asked me to fuck her a bunch of times.
She gave me consent. She was speaking a retard
language. I'm the only one that knows the language, though. Don't try and figure it out.
She's getting any skills she doesn't presently possess.
How do you know she wants to leave the cabin? You want to have her grow up in a lab?
She wants to stay in the cabin and suck my dick.
Yeah, I don't think I ever want to watch Nell again. I want to remember the movie
that's
is that.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I think you nailed it.
Some hiker or fisherman.
I think he nailed it.
With a story about a wild woman.
Once word gets out, we might as well start selling tickets.
So what do we do, huh? Build a wall around the woods?
It's time to show her the big bad world and see how she handles it.
Let's start with my penis.
I'll show her my
I've got an idea.
Well, you don't say. You're right. That's a good idea. Why don't we start with my penis? You gotta fuck her. She's gotta be sexed into the real world.
It's like joining the Crips.
Understand her world, but she helped them discover how to understand theirs.
God damn. That what sucks. A shit movie. I mean, I remember I saw it as a child. I don't
think
remember.
They literally showed it to us in school.
You can
school.
See Jodie Foster's like ass or something. I remember as a kid.
Nice, dude.
Being like, I don't know what jacking off is, but one day I will. And I'm going to come back to this.
It's a damn shame she doesn't go for fellas.
It's fine. Yeah. Right,
you give me 10 minutes alone.
Yeah, I'll give her a talk.
I think I can get her to change her tune. I'm just going to show up dressed like a lesbian. I'm just going to show up in a bowler shirt.
Yeah.
I'm just going to walk up to her and throw cum in her face. And I'll be like, remember from Silence of the Lambs? Big fan.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Very funny.
Very funny. Maybe I will suck your dick.
People do that to me all the time.
That would be so... Dude, I would not like that.
Jody, good to see you again. I've got a gift for you.
Time Academy Award winner, Jody.
Liam, for the last time, we're not doing your rewrites.
Hold on, this single shot of him like carrying her out of the hospital, but it's him to. Right here.
Oh yeah. He's just running out of the hospital. Looks like he stole her.
No, if I get out,
I'm taking her back to the pussy getting cabin.
Fuck. Liam motherfucking Neeson. A sexy guy.
Oh, absolutely. Was a fantastic we covered this,
I think, a month and a half ago. But he's got a really nice hard dick.
This is a callback to a month and a half ago when we all looked at his cock for about 10 minutes. That gif is... I mean,
You know what I was thinking? Since when we get the boys here...
Yeah.
Maybe that's the day I make a pork shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's got to be.
Monday.
It's got to be.
Get a big, fat pork shoulder.
God damn it. Fucking. You also want to talk about fucking God fucking.
Yeah, we want to talk about.
It's fine, man.
Yeah, it's fuck. Okay. It's okay, man. It's
fuck.
Okay. It's all right, dude.
Just chill out.
I was too busy out in the woods.
Nah, dude, that just means the episode's going to end quicker.
Yeah, what do we do? Build a wall around my cock?
What are we talking about?
Cushy Dreams.
Cushy Dreams.
Guess what? That was the one that was on top.
Wow.
Cushy Dreams offers a full lineup of premium smokable CBD. They specialize in extraordinary CBD rich hemp flower, aka buds, and pre-roll CBD joints. So join the group of adults who are sick and goddamn tired of vapes and gummies.
Ew, dude.
And they want to smoke
their CBD.
I'm
pissed off you even said that.
I shouldn't have even brought that
up. Ew.
disgusting.
Vapes and gummies?
Pathetic.
Why the hell would I want to do that?
Yeah. What are you, some fucking...
What am I, a baby with a fucking little baby cock?
A baby's penis?
What, do I have a baby's penis?
What, do I have a baby's
no,
penis?
No, I have a regular adult's penis.
Mike Racine's impression of Rojo Perez?
Yeah, it's very good.
It's really funny.
It's pretty good.
I don't know if I just said that. I don't know if Rojo knows he does it.
Yeah, maybe we should maybe mark that and just beep it out.
Well, whatever. He's a comedian. He should know that.
Okay. Yeah, we're all doing impressions.
How about what about this?
Did your dick just fart?
Maybe it did, maybe it didn't.
You put the mic down.
Did you just dick come out of your vagina?
Did that come out of your put? Do you just queen?
No, we talked about gay guys having sex missionary a couple
of times.
We
did not
ago.
Talk about some of being able to fart.
To be able to
no,
fart.
No, it was under my balls.
No, it wasn't.
I put it under my balls.
No, it isn't. No, that came out of your vagina.
No, it hit the chair.
Right, that came right.
And it bounced off the chair, and it went into the mic.
That no. came right out of your that perfect out of your pussy. Perfect.
I don't have a pussy. I have fat balls.
Yeah, well, let's get the pussy detector out.
No, you don't have a pussy detector. No, 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 no. No. You're using the beep button. People can't even see you. It's not a visual medium. Nick is holding the microphone close to my dick, which is a dick, by the way, and not a pussy.
Let's get the dick detector out.
You don't have one of those. No, he's pointing it to my dick. That's to my dick. That's to my dick. Now it's on his dick, and it's not making any noise. Yeah, it's on my dick again. So I'm still on my dick. Still on my dick.
Yeah,
you're not
well,
trick
you had
me.
To think about it. You fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, that was a good trick.
That was real brain wars.
I felt like I was playing air hockey.
It was close though. It was close. You almost had me.
But it was a little foosball. Koozball. What are we talking about? Cushy dreams.
So,
ooh, I just got a second wind. Thinking about Liam Neeson raping a retarded girl in the woods.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that really adds a little, like, the sweet sauce to life.
Nice
I think a little shot of sweet baby rays.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Get the blood flowing.
Yep.
Thinking about some big dick racist Irish mongoloid raping a different kind of retard in a cabin in North Carolina. She deserves it because her family is probably racist.
Right,
I got no idea,
right,
but fuck it.
Right.
Anything to justify some kind of punitive violence.
So fucking true, man.
That's what being an American
is
about.
And that's what being a cushy dreams consumer is about. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Adam?
That's right. And they're now shipping legally to all 50 states.
That's so awesome.
So anyway, it looks like high-quality marijuana. It feels like high-quality marijuana. And guess what? It tastes like it, too.
Tastes like it, too, brother.
CBD content is up to 20%, which is some of the highest in the game. And the attention to detail is noticeable in every beautiful flower. Smoking your CBD is the most efficient and quickest way to deliver CBD to your system. It does not
and
get you
I'm about
you high.
Efficiency.
Me, too. 100%. Minimum effort, maximum output.
Mm-hmm.
It
or
doesn't
even
get you
minimum
high.
Output. Who cares?
Yeah, that's, that rocks too.
It's just minimum effort.
Yeah, it does not get you high. There's next to no THC. Independent lab testing.
And that's
shows.
By the way a good thing.
That's a good thing.
I know you're probably hearing that and you're like, yeah. "Wow, what am I fucking gay?"
Yeah, THC is actually gay.
What am I, a fucking loser?
Yeah.
That doesn't want to get high.
I saw.
And
this.
Actually, you'd be a loser if you did want to get high in the world of this ad read.
I saw this anti-drug commercial the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Harry Styles.
Oh, wow.
He said CBD or THC is actually gay.
And he would know. He wears a dress.
And he's actually, he knows. He dabbles.
Even though he fucked, he cucked Sudeikis.
Oh, that's nice. He cucked Coach.
Which is fucked up. You know what? That's what did it. Sudeikis was the fucking man until he became a gay, like a bitch ass.
A bitch coach?
Sudeikis.
Anyway.
But you know what? No, I'll take that back. He's still the man.
Apologies to everyone we've
And
ever
I'll mentioned. Say this. Fuck Harry Styles.
Yeah, fuck him. And
You don't fuck Sudeikis' bitch like that.
No, you don't. Okay. Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. So if I see you, Harry Styles, it's on site. I'm going to take a fucking beautiful pre-roll from Cushy Dreams. I'm going to smoke it, and then I'm going to put it out on your fucking eyes like it's a cigarette. Like you're in a fucking white trash child, and I'm your fucking dad that's still mad about getting cut from varsity.
Yeah.
And I'm taking it out on you. But instead of it being Pall Malls, I'm doing it with a pre-roll from Cushy Dreams.
Yeah,
Harry Styles.
That's right. And you could have gone Division I.
I could have gone Division I if Coach didn't have it out for me.
If that fucking you coach,
that fucking you know what coach, and I'm doing the thing where I'm, you guys can't see it, but
yeah,
I'm kind of drawing a triangle where
I see
my
what
nose
you're saying.
Is.
Yeah. Anyway, it's grown in California and Oregon.
The character, by the way.
The character. Yeah.
I'm just threatening Harry Styles.
And each plant is hand selected by a team.
Stole from Family Guy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, Family Guy really is. We just
it's
do,
a good show.
Do Family Guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just talk about Family.
Each
Guy.
Plant is hand selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. It's an alternative for people looking to cut back on smoking other things, and it mixes well with other things that you can smoke. Each batch is slow cured for 2 to 4 weeks to guarantee maximum freshness and preserve flavor and cannabinoids. They take an artisan approach. Every run is small batch. And don't, whatever. Yeah, it's good
Look,
shit.
It's really good.
It's good shit. It's the best shit that you can get. And guess what? It's 100% legal. Anyway,
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I'm going to have to pay full price for this.
No, you won't. No. Because there are two product lines, which are a smokable CBD flower, which come in 3.5 gram, a.k.a. an eighth nitrogen-sealed optimal freshness cans or whatever. And they're pre-rolled CBD joints, which are a gram each.
Wow.
Can be experienced if you go to cushydreams.com, spelled K-U-S-H-Y dreams. And at checkout, use promo code COMETOWN for 20% off. Smoke your CBD because you can.
Incredible.
All right.
I love smoking my CBD because I can.
I love it.
And I love, yep. So definitely go do that.
Yeah, go ahead and go on and do that. What are you looking at, Family Guy, Nick?
No, comments on a video. A guy who, I just saw this day, he woke up out of a coma that he was in for 10 years and telling him he's missed 10 years of his life and it's him crying and stuff.
Oh, wow. Fucking loser.
Yeah, I mean, that seems pretty sad, but the Nell trailer.
Yeah, let's run that back. Let's just run that back one more time.
Oh, yeah.
Nell 2.
I'm horny again. Looking for another retard.
I'm trying to fuck again.
Nell's not in the movie at all. Just Liam Neeson.
Nell 2.
Hoping there's another feral woman he can fuck.
Just Liam Neeson looking up at like a some secluded island somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just like some pygmy woman coming out of the woods with her breasts out, and he just smiles.
Yeah.
In a forgotten land.
And he just throws it
far away.
He's got a fishing hook. He puts a sandwich on it. He just tosses it out.
Yeah.
Tries to get her to fucking bite.
20th Century Fox presents a story of getting pussy. Can you say penis?
He's holding his dick in
native woman's face. Penis. Can you say it? This is how we communicate.
Just rubbing it on her face.
This means hello.
Oh, fuck. Is it just him?
Yeah.
He's just on the island by himself?
Yeah, he's going to...
Does he have a gun problem?
He's got like a Palm Beach cruiser behind him. Some 40-foot yacht. This is the Irish goodbye on the back. Yeah. Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, you just come back to that island 3 years later. Right. It's all a bunch of half Irish.
Yeah, he's at like a deaf school in Martha's Vineyard. He's gone 90 miles from Maine.
Yeah.
And he just landed. He snuck into just fucking the police chasing a nude Liam Neeson. Is he like runs to the shoreline?
Huge dick.
He's just running to the shoreline.
His cock slapping his thigh.
Yeah.
Hurry, we have to get to international waters.
I have to get back to America before they can extradite me to wherever this is. Like, this is Massachusetts. It's the Massachusetts State Police.
Yeah, yeah. You're on Long Island.
Yeah.
You took your boat from New Jersey to Long Island. This is a Guatemalan immigrant. She's speaking Spanish.
These savages need me. It's just at Jones Beach.
I thought she was a retard. I thought it was in a retarded jungle. We're filming now, too.
It's kind of a passion project for me. Just him giving an interview. I'm putting up the money myself. And we're using real people as actors. We're shooting this much more guerrilla style.
It's
and
the sex is real.
And the sex is real. Sex I just watched real. Brown Bunny for the first time. And I thought, if Vincent Gallo can get head on camera, maybe I can fuck a retard on camera, too.
It's so funny to imagine him raping people. I don't know why him in particular.
Just him.
It's a movie. You don't get it.
I can't
not,
help
I'm
myself.
I'm not raping. It's a movie. I guess you don't know about cinema.
Well, let me ask you this. What if I told you it was for science? Somehow. That we're going to find out that a scientist was doing this, that he made me do it to collect data.
The detective's like, well, did that happen?
Maybe.
I'm going to need to cut a deal first before I say anything
you,
else.
Why don't you tell me a secret first?
Okay, well, I framed 9 Muslim guys for 9/11 sequels.
Well,
but
that's pretty good.
That sounds awful. It's a shame there's literally nothing anyone can do about it. And there never will be any accountability.
That's right.
So we're even then, right? Yeah. I mean, I fucked a couple retards. And
not only will there never
what
be
you
any,
did was way worse.
Any accountability. In literally a year's time, everyone will love me because I arrested some guy with a tiki torch at the Capitol. Who was also a retard, by the way, that I put up to it.
Mm-hmm.
A different kind of retard.
Different
so you'd say we both like fucking retards in the ass.
I guess
when we're
you put
not
it that
so
way,
different, you and I.
Liam Neeson, exonerated.
Oh, I see.
Icy's here.
Damn.
What's up, girl? Damn, we took the collar off her?
Icy walked all the way from New York.
Damn, dude. Icy hasn't been on the podcast for years.
Dogs always look better without a collar.
They look cute. They look naked.
Hi.
It is weird how much that changes the dog's appearance, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks more like an animal.
She got the titties out.
Mm-hmm.
She's topless.
She's such a dumb bitch.
The dog?
Yeah. What's up with the mice in your apartment? Are they gone?
I don't know.
Is that going on while
we're... I just left that.
Perfect timing to leave.
Leave my apartment?
Yeah, you're going to get back and it's going to... It's either going to be fixed or it's going to be...
There'll be like cheese palaces.
It's their apartment.
There's going to be like literally Chuck E. Cheese will be in your apartment.
Yeah. Animatronic band.
They'll evolve to be huge.
You should call your landlord.
I have plenty of times.
What do you say?
First of all, don't assume it's a he.
Yeah.
Okay?
Is it a he?
No, it's a bitch.
I think her dad actually.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of Australian landlords in New York City.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
We should take it back.
How dare they?
Yeah.
That's our shit.
Yeah.
Is it, because, you know, I know it's probably bad to call like INS on like, it's sort of the.
On Australians, though, you're good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If it's like a white person.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I get some Australians' visa taken away, is
and
that
you get their building?
Yeah, is that xenophobic?
No, not Australians.
Yeah, I want to send ICE to
dude
shut down.
What the hell?
It's weird that xenophobic doesn't mean like homophobic, but for lesbians.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. For warrior princesses.
Yeah.
Hello, ISIS. Do you want to bark on the fucking show?
Come here.
ISIS.
Come here. She looks happy.
Yeah, she does look
happy.
It's because she's nude.
Yeah, she's naked.
She's fucking butt-ass naked.
Mm-hmm.
Nice one, Icy.
That's cool.
You got a good one.
You got
a
sniff
in. We got to dress her up for Halloween tonight.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, it's December.
I mean...
Getting a little butterfly wings.
It's also Halloween tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Halloween, December. I want to put a bell on her so she could be a cow.
She does That'll look like a little
She looks
cow.
Like a cow. She's got a cow.
Especially without the collar.
Yeah,
you can see the demarcation between her different.
And her nipples are long as shit.
I don't want her to fucking.
Yeah, don't ruin the episode, ISIS. In fact, let's just end it now. Well, hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
We don't want to... Okay, I mean, I guess just this one time.